BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
My name is Jenny. I'm 20 and I'm from Dornoch. You might not know this, but I'm going to be carrying the Olympic torch. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills. This week with Nick Grimshaw.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Jenny.
Hi.
What's happening?
Nothing. Just excited about carrying the Olympic torch, that's all.
I want to do the Olympic torch. Everyone's done it. Muse have done it. Will.i.am's done it. Fern's done it. Now you're doing it.
Yeah.
When do you have to do it?
The 14th of June.
Okay, so have you been practising?
No, I've not. No, I probably should be, though.
Well, maybe you don't need to practise just raising your arm. I don't know, though. Because you want to get a good angle and you don't want to, like, singe your eyebrows.
No.
Get it, like, above the head, I think, not right in the face. It'd be awful. Have they given you any training or any tips on how to hold it?
No. We've not even had the uniform yet. So yeah.
I saw that Will.i.am had the uniform on.
Yeah.
As did Muse. Fern didn't. Fern just wore some ratty old jumper from very.co.uk. So you're getting a uniform sent to you?
Yeah. I think I like a week in advance or something. So yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I know, yeah.
Are all your friends jealous?
Quite a few of them are, yeah.
What will you do whilst you're carrying it? Because I saw in the papers that Will.i.am just decided to do a bit of correspondence and he's just texting and stuff. Will you take your phone or not?
No, I don't think I'll have my phone with me.
Yeah, slightly disrespectful.
Yeah.
How did you get chosen as well?
Well, my mum nominated me for all the voluntary work that I do in the community.
Oh, well done, and make sure you have fun, but no texting like Will.i.am.
No, I won't.
Thanks, Jenny.
Okay,
thanks
bye.
For the intro as well.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you to Jenny for kickstarting our show today. Lovely to talk to her. She's going to be doing the Olympic relay, which I had a little practice for this morning. Apologies to Chris and the one that doesn't speak and Gary Pounder for my attire today. Do you like this?
It's very nice.
Yeah?
Why? Why are you apologising?
I'm wearing my gym kit. So I went for a run, and then I got, like, Forrest Gumpitis, and I thought, I just carry on running to work.
Mm.
I don't have any money or anything on me. And only my keys, and obviously nothing to change out of. So for the next 3 hours, the sweat from the run in the sun outside is going to slowly start embedding into
me. Well, that's something to look forward to,
isn't it? And then out a few. Also, this is quite a short short that I'm wearing.
Brilliant.
And no underpants. So, sorry. Sorry, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, it's Grimmy here. In for Mills with you until 4 o'clock today. Hi to Florence, who says, lovely sunny day in Cumbria, but I haven't been able to go outside yet because of art for college. Sad smiley. Your show is the only thing that's keeping me going. It was kind of hard to come inside and do the radio. It was real hard today. So hot and sunny today. Because yesterday in London, it sort of became sunny like halfway through the day, so I was dressed in like a t-shirt, a shirt, hoodie and a coat, and then when I got in it was boiling hot, which always I remember from exams. Whenever I like would wake up early for exams in the summer, always like get dressed wrong, and then you get to an exam and it'd be like 39,000 degrees and you're like, oh cool, this tracksuit's good. But yeah, so today I got up early, was proper healthy, went for a big run, and then just couldn't stop running, so just ran to Radio 1. I actually did ring up my agent, Caroline, and say, is it unprofessional to go into Radio 1 in my gym kit? And she said, I'd rather you put some clothes on. But I went against her. What does she know? Hi, JJ. He also wasn't invited to Torbay at the weekend. It's quite rude. So that's me, Chris, and JJ now not invited to Torbay at the weekend. Can we do an event and not invite Mr. Jam, Chris Moyles, Fern Cotton, Annie Mac, Danny Howard, Zane, Eric Prydz, an example. Why don't we do something at my house tonight, live from my garden? Late as Fern, sorry. Sorry, Annie. Sorry, Zane. You can't call me up for that?
What are we doing in your garden?
Well, we could do the barbecue that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, I thought that was an on-air thing.
It's not an on-air thing. The only on-air thing was when I said, let's go see Jay-Z tonight. and actually I was taking Matt Fincher.
Yeah, you lied.
I thought it was a joke.
Tonight, real life thing, not on air, in the back garden, it's happening.
Are we doing some kind of musical thing?
Should we do a sound clash?
That's a good idea, let's do that.
My neighbours would love that. Sophie would love that next door. We could do a sound clash.
Mm-hmm.
Me versus the one that doesn't speak.
Yeah.
That could be good. And then we need a pop star to perform, like Example or Eric Prydz or something.
Can we get hold of one of them last minute?
Mm.
Is there a lastminute.com for them kind of things?
For pop stars? That'd be lastminute.com/desperate. Desperate to get on the playlist. We could tweet Example now and ask him.
But I thought we wanted everyone that wasn't...
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we don't want him.
Yeah.
Sorry, Example. Okay, maybe we get people to suggest who we could have on and we could just tweet them. I think that's how you approach pop stars now, isn't it, on Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay. Who would be your dream person to have in the garden tonight?
I think Jay-Z would be great.
Jay-Z would be great. Is he still here?
I don't know. Or maybe that's where it'll fall down.
I'd like Will.i.am to pop around with that torch so he can light the Barbie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can use it for that, but why not? Got to eat. Okay, we'll work on a pop star.
The Scott Mills Daily.
When you first start in radio, right, people say, oh, listen back to the show and then you can learn, like, what's annoying or what bits you don't like about yourself. I cannot bear to listen back to myself or watch myself or anything. But I enjoyed annoying Matt Fincham so much yesterday that for the first time in about 5 years, I did it. I listened back. My friend was at home. She was like, oh, really cracking yourself up there, aren't you? But it was more the Matt Fincham thing. We really annoyed him yesterday. So much so that I've texted him today and he's completely ignoring me. And you know you can tell when someone's read the message. You get two ticks. Two ticks. Disrespect. So we're trying to find someone to do live in my back garden. It's going to happen this afternoon. It's going to be better than live in Torbay. Sounded rubbish anyway. Because me and Chris weren't invited, so we thought we'd do our own Radio 1 event tonight in my back garden. We've got me, we've got Chris, we've got the one that doesn't speak. We've got Greg James, might be coming. Producer Laura's coming. Producer Ian's coming, voice of the tweets. Chloe off a playlist's coming. I think Nigel's coming as well.
Dream team.
I mean, it's a stellar lineup. But we wanted to add to that some pop stars. They had Eric Prydz and Example and Jaguar Skills. So we thought we need someone to play in the back garden as well. Neighbours have already complained. I've been there 3 weeks. Two complaints now. Sorry, guys. One note said, hi, don't want to be rude, but your voice really carries. SARS! Someone's texting in saying you can't have Jay-Z, he's stuck in an eternal loop of Paris with Kanye. That's true. Still playing Paris at the O2. They can't come. What about Jessie J for the barbecue? Do you fancy her, Chris? Around? Get around?
Is there anyone else?
Bit stroppy, isn't she, from what I've heard? Think she'd probably come round, we'd give her a burger. And she'd throw it back in our faces, ungrateful. Just like she did the voice. Molly says, what about Aidan Grimshaw?
That's a good shout.
It's a good shout, isn't it? Get him round, get him doing a little song.
What about Lana Del Rey?
No thanks. Don't want to pass away in coleslaw, face down.
Who do I tweet if I want all 15 of the Sugar Babes?
That would be good.
Like, reform all of them together.
Oh, it could be good. It could be like an intervention. Don't let Mutsy near that white wine.
Do they have one account? I don't know. Do I have to do 15?
I think if you do at Sugar Babes, it acts as kind of like a Batman light into the sky, and they all somehow receive it.
They all assemble.
Yeah.
Like Anchorman.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. What about Scooter? About time he had a comeback, Sarah Middlesbrough. Might be a bit intense for the back garden, might it, Scooter? We need someone maybe acoustic. Elise in North Wales. I can get the cast of In the Night Garden for you.
Really?
Have you ever watched that?
No.
It's mental. It's absolutely crazy.
Isn't that the kids' show?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott was going on about this as well.
It's so mad. That could be good. Quite trippy.
All right.
Peter Andre.
Now that would be good.
Yeah? Someone else saying Professor Green. What about together? Peter Andre could be Emily Sandé's bits.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Azealia Banks?
Well, we've got beef, haven't we?
Yeah, but you could solve that over a burger and a sausage, couldn't you?
Okay. Yeah, that could be all right.
You said a beef burger.
A beef burger. Hey, we'll go from having beef to having beef burgers. Could happen tonight. And also, in one of her videos, she is doing a barbecue, so she could be the woman looking after it.
Mm.
Slight problem about the barbecue tonight.
What?
I don't have a barbecue.
Yeah.
Not yet. We can work on it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday, we took it upon ourselves to annoy Matt Fincham. Now, this show, Mills and Becky and Chris, you've annoyed Matt Fincham before. You've got the Matt Fincham annoying song, which I love. I've been annoying him on Night Times. Moyles has built a career on annoying Matt Fincham. And yesterday, I'd never heard that song before. You know the
annoying Matt Fincham.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, well, let's get involved.
I'll get it for a ringtone for you.
I'd love that. I would really like that. So yesterday we thought we'd annoy Matt Fincham some more. He produces my show over nighttime. However, this week he has decided to have a week off. Completely ignored me as well. And then you work with a producer and you think that you're friends. Or you work with anyone.
It's just an on-air thing.
Yeah. It's an on-air thing.
Yeah.
Like the time I invited you to Jay-Z and Kanye.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about that. Yeah, I thought we were actual pals, but not so much. He always chats to me, always calls me, texts me when we work in. This week, snub. I took him to Jay-Z and Kanye on Friday. Could have taken anyone. Could have taken you.
Yes, I thought that's what you were doing. So.
Sorry. And he's basically ignored me since. I think part of the reason that he ignored me today is because yesterday we thought we'd call up Matt Fincham on his week off. He's having a week's break in Norwich. Money bags. So what we thought we'd do is call him up and pretend to be the bank. Now, yesterday we got like an automated voice to call up him and like, hello, Mr. Fincham, this is the bank. I was having breakfast with my friend today and she did say, did he not think when it rang up, wouldn't it say what brand of bank it was? Like, you don't get a call saying, hello, it's the bank. Which bank? That's true, but he's stupid, so he fell for it. We called him up, automated voice. Hi, Matt Fincham, this is the bank. There's been a few suspicious transactions. We talked about hot babes wrestling in custard. Was that suspicious? He said, yes, it was, but we charged him £63 for it anyway. Also, 17 tickets to the Steps Tour, £510. That put on his account. What else was on there? Some crotch-enhancing underpants. That also happened yesterday. People loved this. It was really good. People loved to annoy Matt Fincham. We thought, we're not going to play it again. We can go one better than that. We thought we could make a record of annoying Matt Fincham. So what we've done is... done a dance track. This is the first play, world exclusive, Zayn's hottest record in the world right now, the annoying Matt Fincham dance remix.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Mr. Fincham?
Yeah.
If this is Mr. Fincham, press 1, press 1, press 1, press 1, press 1. Thank you. This is an automated message from your bank.
Yeah.
We have spotted some suspicious transactions in your account.
Right.
To hear details of the suspicious transactions, please press 1. Thank you. Please hold. Hello.
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 Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
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 Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
Keep your hair on, Fincham. Suspicious transaction number 1. Subscription to
Hot Babes Wrestling
television channel.
Hot Babes Wrestling in custard. Hot Babes Wrestling in custard. Hot Babes Wrestling in custard
television channel. £63. If that transaction is genuine, press 1.
Hot Babes Wrestling in custard.
Payment approved. Suspicious transaction number 2. One pair of
big man crotch enhancing underpants. Big man crotch enhancing underpants. Big man crotch enhancing underpants.
£17 if that transaction is genuine. Press 1 if that transaction is fraudulent. Press 2.
Don't need any help there. 2.
You pressed 1.
Now I press 2.
Big man crutch enhancing underpants.
Payment.
No.
Approved. Hello.
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 Hello, Mr. Finchin.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Finchin.
Hello.
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 Hello, Mr. Finchin.
Hello.
Keep your hair on, Finchin. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that it?
Hello.
Hello.
Please repeat what you just said.
Hello.
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 Are we done here? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Are we done here?
Hello, Mr. Finchin.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Finchin?
Are we done here?
Suspicious transaction number 3. 17.
Yeah.
Tickets to...
Steps. Reunion. Tour.
Concert. £510. If that transaction is genuine, press 1.
Goodbye.
Keep your hair on, Finchin.
Hot Lips Wrestling.
Hello.
In custom.
Hello.
Big man crotch enhancing.
Hello.
Underpants.
Hello.
Hot Lips Wrestling.
Hello.
In custom.
Hello.
Big man crotch enhancing.
Hello.
Underpants.
Hello.
Keep your hair on, Finchin.
I think it's incredible. Summer anthem right there.
Oh.
The annoying Matt Finchin dance remix. Hi to Izzy off of Guildford going, where can I buy this? It's genius. It's on iTunes. No, it's not really. Can't buy it. Hi, Paul in Ipswich, also loving this. Said, I love how Finchin still tries to talk to the woman. It's an automated message. Dan from Harrogate, possibly the best song I have heard in ages. I want that as my big thing. Can we scrap Steve Aoki and Iggy Azalea and just play that as my big thing? I think that could be a hit. I really like that. Hello to Kath in Cardiff saying this is totally awesome. Sean in Essex also enjoying that. Wonderful record. We could just perform that in the garden tonight. We don't need Eric Prydz.
Give a copy to Annie Mack and let's get this out in her DJ set.
Let's get this out there.
Yeah.
We could do all different types of remixes. We could do like a garage remix, Moonbaton remix. Could get this. This could do an album.
Yeah.
Get it remixed again, a refit. Hi to Sam in Bath, who says, Grimmy, please get that remix playing on Sunday at Hackney Weekend. It would be awesome. We could do that. I'm still trying to convince Radio 1 bosses that me and Becky should rap before Jay-Z. Do you like that, Chris?
Are they not going for it?
Not really. Well, I asked Matt Finchin to speak to bosses about it, and he was like, okay. And I thought I'd do that thing by saying, go on, do it now, like when you're on the radio.
Yeah.
So he has to do it. But I think he just does typing noises. His computer's never even on.
You need to get him to call.
Yeah. Who do we have to ask, do you think? Live events?
I guess so, yeah.
Because, you know, normally they have, like, a DJ on before.
Yeah.
Do you remember Scott had to DJ for 15 hours before Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
The top 40 again. Here we go. 40 to number one. Why didn't she get ready on time?
He's really good at that, though. He, at one point, he had two hands in the air, and
yeah,
it was a seamless mix.
He's amazing how he does it.
Skills.
He's got mad skills, Mills. Mixes with his knees.
Yeah.
It's an incredible skill. How long did he have to DJ? How late was Gaga? She was a while, wasn't she?
It was a while,
it was like an hour, 40 minutes or something.
He kept saying, one more, we'll do one more, and just carried on like
one
that.
One more, everyone's like, oh my God, get Gaga out. So this year, Jay-Z might be a little bit late as well. Why do pop stars love being so late? They love it, don't they?
Mm.
Just love being late. So before Jay-Z, I thought maybe me and Becky could rap and do like rap karaoke to get everyone in the mood for the rapping.
I think it's a brilliant idea myself.
I think it's good as well. Live events, not so much. Who would we ask? Upstairs, do you think Jason?
I'd
ask Jason.
Whoever's live events, yeah.
Do you not know up then? No.
I've never been,
never got there.
I rarely get invited to the live events.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get invited to Tour Bay, did we? Thanks, guys. Well, maybe now that we've slagged them off for a good hour, they'll let us do some rapping on stage. That could happen. How's the Torch looking?
It's good. I'm watching Torch. Is it Torch?
I've not
Cam?
Been on it yet.
Is
I'm going to go on it now. How do you find it? Radio 1 website?
BBC News. Yeah. bbc.co.uk/Torch Relay. And I don't know why I'm addicted to this. It just shows them with the torture all day long. It's brilliant.
I love watching something that you never normally watch. So, like, when the Moyles show happened.
Yeah.
When he did the marathon show and was on for, what, 5 weeks? Did he do in the end or something like that? I could not stop watching it. I was up all night watching it. And it was just a stationary camera and a man talking into a microphone. But I was like, oh, there's Pippa from work in the background. it's really exciting.
You'd love this.
I'm on it now. Why aren't you doing it?
The torch run?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't apply.
Oh, look, there's a lady. Here she is. And you get... Where's her yellow cab with her? Where is it? In New York?
No. It's not.
Look at all that traffic behind.
What I like is you get flanked by six security guards.
So you can feel real gangster.
Yeah, you feel... I mean, that must be amazing.
Is that the only reason you want to do it? So you can feel like Kim Kardashian at a premiere?
Police bikes in front. It's
quite fast, isn't it? You've got to get going. Look at her go. There she is, having a little wave. I think you could probably do it.
The torch thing?
Yeah, because I imagine... I mean, maybe he did. But I imagine Will.i.am didn't register online a couple of months back either. Did he just going to log in? Oh, guess what? I'm going to be in Taunton then as well. So maybe we could fix it for you. We could do it. Oh my God, I'm just going to watch this now till 4.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Love Torch Cam. Obsessed with Torch Cam. So good. The rest of the show's going to be crap, everyone. Because I'm just going to be watching this. bbc.co.uk/torch relay if you want to watch it. Hi to Amy, who just tweeted saying that she also addicted to Torch Cam. Watched it this morning and it was just an hour of road. Was still hooked. I don't know why that is so interesting. But it really, really is. I really like seeing it. They've swapped now from a lady to a man. A man's now got it going now.
It's Didier Drogba.
Is it?
Yeah, this is big.
How do you know? Because it says Didier Drogba takes the torch. I was going to say, I think he's popular in that area because everyone's going mad. Does he play for Chelsea?
He's just retired, yeah, so... Chelsea,
yeah.
That'll do,
yeah. Oh, here we go. He will leave Chelsea. 32-year-old. He's been at Stamford Bridge for 8 years, hasn't he?
Good knowledge.
Yeah, and hasn't he had his last kick in a blue shirt? His last kick, sorry, in a blue shirt, won him the Champions League for the first time.
Yeah. You reading this?
No. But I heard he told the BBC in an in-depth interview that he was not sure what his future held. We're running around the streets of Bristol to Cheltenham.
Well, he's just finished his...
Is that all he does?
Yeah, that's it.
No wonder he's retired. Is that it? That's all he's going to do?
That's all he does.
And then he didn't even do a minute.
Swap over now.
Okay. I want to have a go.
I think even if we can't get, you know, to carry the torch, we should try get on torch cam somehow.
Yeah. Just running in the background.
Yeah.
I'm kind of terrified that if you do the torch relay, you're followed by a New York taxi cab for some reason.
I don't know why.
Don't know why. And a massive lorry. Is the jeopardy that if you slow down, you get run over?
Are you sure it's not just a bus that's taken a wrong turn?
It's like gladiators. Yeah,
it's a coach trip gone wrong.
Yeah, there's just a load of angry nanas on that. They thought they were on Coach Trip, the programme. if you want to watch it, you should. bbc.co.uk/ torch relay. On the way, we have some Jay-Z and Kanye, and we should probably call Scott Mills in Azerbaijan.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hugh Stevens just popped in to see us. Hi, Hugh. I saw him outside Radio 1 before because I thought I'd run to work today, and I couldn't hug him outside Radio 1 because, one, I was holding stuff. Also, I was sweaty. So I was like, don't hug me, Hugh. But he'd already embraced me, so apologies, Hugh, that I was sweaty outside. So I was, and he just popped in to see us and he's like, oh, still in those sweaty clothes. 2 hours later, yeah, I forgot to bring a change. So I have to sit here in sweaty clothes till 4. Yay. Hugh is going to be on Radio 1 tonight from midnight till 2. Of course, he does the weekends, but he does a wonderful show on Wednesday nights, normally after my show. It's me till midnight, and then Hugh comes on midnight till 2. Tonight, he has Alt-J in session and Swim Deep, who are two wonderful bands, so make sure you have a listen tonight from midnight till 2. Or if you're, like, tired and got revision or something, you can listen again tomorrow. But always a good show. I steal a lot of my music from his show. Sorry, you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Scott's not answering the phone. So
I can't get hold of him.
What's he doing? Well, yesterday, to be fair, when we did get hold of Scott, we did speak to him on the show yesterday at Eurovision. He's in Azerbaijan. He's like, hang on one second, I've just got to do something for the telly. And there is the Polish entry going up onto the stage now. 5 points from them. Sorry, what were you saying? I'm like, oh, cool. So at least you're paying attention to us. So it's probably best we don't even have him on. Unless he hears this and we do want to speak to you. Did you see Scott's semi last night?
I did see, yes.
Yeah?
It was a good one.
Was it a good semi?
Yes.
I did put it on for a minute and then I was pottering around, so it's sort of just on in the background. Sorry, Scott.
I quite like it because it's a bit chaotic.
Yeah.
I'm not being rude, I just mean there's a lot going on.
It's a little bit chaotic. I heard Scott and Sarah narrating. I didn't actually see them. Did you see them?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, I didn't see them. I did watch it for ages and I didn't see them. And it was just like annoying songs.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I was like, where's Scott and Sarah? That's all that I want. I heard Sarah Cox doing some wonderful foreign talk. Are you ready for this?
Go on then.
This is her last night being very multilingual.
Well, salam. Nejesen. Sol. Hello, how are you? Thank you. Here we go, then.
Here we go, oh, then. She's really got that beautiful language down, hasn't she?
Well, salam. Nejesen. Sol. Hello, how are you? Thank you. Here we go, then.
The semi was on last night on BBC Three. If you missed it, Scott is at the Eurovision. It happens on Saturday. Five big countries who basically pay for Eurovision are already in the final. So us, Italy, Spain, France, Greece?
I don't know.
Germany. And then the rest of them have to battle it out in the semis. Scott and Sarah hosted the semi last night on BBC Three. Great start from Scott. Did you hear this?
Live from the City of Winds.
Light your fire.
And let the Eurovision Song Contest begin.
They're not wrong about the City of Wind. I just went out onto a balcony and nearly got blown off.
Well, about your private life. The City of Wind. Would you like to go on holiday to the City of Wind?
Not particularly.
Hang on, isn't that Chicago? That's the Windy City, I guess, isn't it? Can't just steal another city's thing. Oh, yeah, we'll be the Windy City as well. Scott had a little bit of trouble last night. I saw this. Pronouncing Austria's band name and the title track. Quite risky to do on live TV that's on the BBC at 8 p.m. Family's watching. Careful, Mills.
Be warned. The group are called Track Shitavs. And to be clear, the lyrics are not what you might think they are. What you're about to hear is Voki mit dein Popo, which is Austrian dialect for shake your booty. So it's Voki mit dein Popo, track shit ass for Austria. Good luck, everyone.
Yeah, good luck.
He really will read anything, won't he?
Actually, will read anything.
That's not even their name.
Hi to Carlin Warrington. He says, I watched it last night. I have to say Romania should win because she is hot. Did you see the Romanian lady?
I get them all a bit mixed up, if I'm honest. That's not the grannies, right?
No, that's the Russian grannies. Did they not get through?
No, they got through.
Oh, they got through?
Yeah, great news.
Oh, great news. And I love Jedward. The Russian grannies. And Jedward got through. I actually like Jedward's Eurovision Song
really?
Contest intro. Yeah. When I was running today, I thought, oh, I wish I had Waterline.
Okay.
Actually like it. It's good. The Russian, if you've not seen them, have a look. Google Russian Eurovision Song Contest Entrance 2012 or something. Go and look at them. They look like Girls Aloud, I guess.
Kind of.
Kind of like pre-makeup.
Right. Okay.
They look how Sarah Harding feels.
Oh, no.
Go and have a look online. But they got through. They're through to the final. As are Jedward. Brilliant news. However, San Marino's entry didn't get through. Aww. Do you remember it used to be the Facebook song, but they had to change it because they were going to get sued. So they called it the Social Network song. Still catchy. This one, which is a big hit, sadly didn't make the final. Like Bjork? How did this not get through? If you want to be on the hook, take a look. What does that mean? Do you want to be more than just a friend?
Do you want to play cyber sex again? If you want to come to my house, the clipping with me now. Hello.
If you want to come to my house, click me with your mouse. But didn't get through. So San Marino. The Russian Grannies did, and Great News Jedward did. Scott's back, I think, on Thursday, tomorrow, on BBC Three from 8 o'clock. Hopefully we can speak to him tomorrow. But yeah, sad news, San Marino not going to go through. Maybe could we have them on the show? Maybe we could book them for Zane for a session or something? I think it's just quite modern, because they're talking about like social networking.
It's really modern.
It's down with the kids, isn't it? I mean, they say mouse in there. Probably say hashtag or something. Cyber sex. It's all very modern, isn't it? It's too modern for the judges.
We used to greet friends on the street, but now it's googling, giggling, gaggling when we meet. Brilliant.
It's great stuff. Absolutely great stuff. Do you really like politics? Want to talk about the dirty tricks? They're just putting anything in, aren't they? Are you really a sex machine or just some beauty queen? This literally must have taken 5 minutes to write. Or just put any old crap down. Anything, really. It's only Eurovision. Everybody in Cyberville is knocking on your door. Oh, God.
It's a bit creepy.
A little bit, isn't it? Sorry, San Marino.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're going to do a cruel game, which I'm genuinely scared about. I don't want to do it. The Facebook call game. It's a little bit like call or delete, but no calling, just deleting people. If you are doing revision at the moment, maybe take a break, play this game with us. How many people do we have to delete?
I think probably, let's maybe do five each.
Five?
Yeah. But you've got to have good reasons for doing it as well.
Do you know what? Do you know who? Annie Mackey's really good at this. You should get her on to play this, because most Sunday nights when I'm doing it, she's like, who the hell is David Joseph or something, like just says a name, and then she's like, delete, and she just deletes them. She's like, who is Shane Murray? Delete.
Does she just accept any friend requests then?
I think so, yeah. So Annie Mac most Sunday nights deletes about 50 people, and she's like, sorry, had to delete one of your friends. So say I introduce you to you, she'd be like, sorry, I had to delete Chris, who's getting my nurse.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's nice. She deleted my friend Max.
Harsh.
Really harsh. The other day she was doing it, she's like, I don't know who any of these people are. I'm going to delete them all. She was actually on producer Becky's Facebook page. So I don't know if Becky's friends all got deleted from her Facebook. But you should get Annie in to do this, because she's good at it. I just had a little quick look through my friends. There's no one I really want to delete at all.
Well,
because either work with them, actual friend, or like friend from school. So there's no one on there that I'm like, oh, get rid of them. Apart from Matt Fincham.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you're not going to delete them, you should poke them. Like a sort of poke or delete.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
We could do poke or delete.
But no, I think we should
do
just
stick... Do people still poke?
I don't know.
When was the last time you poked?
Maybe let's just keep it...
I've not poked anyone. I don't think I've ever poked anyone.
Right.
I get poked all the time. I used to.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's me versus Chris...
Well, we're all in it together,
we're
aren't
in this
we?
Together, we're all doing yeah. Okay, so me and Chris are going to play a game. We are going to play the Facebook cull game. You know, on Facebook, you often see someone really chatty in there all the time, like, oh, look at my lunch! Not interested. We're going to get rid of those people right now. So, everyone who's listening, go on your phone, go on your computer. If you are revising, take a little break. You don't need history, really. We're going to delete some people from our Facebook page. It's just like call or delete, but with no calling. We were going to do poke or delete, but I think that's wussing out a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Plus, Angus has been on. He says poking ain't cool anymore.
True.
So let's not do any more poking. Okay.
This is going to be good. So are you starting?
I really don't want to do this. Yeah, I'll start. Okay. I just actually said to Chris during that last record, where do you find your friends on Facebook? Nana. And he went, click on friends. Okay. Okay, first up, I'm going to get rid of... Just type their name in there. There they are. Works at the British Broadcasting Corporation. Studied at Cambridge. Born on June the 24th, 1912. Matt Fincham. Goodbye.
Oh, okay, yeah, I suppose.
Okay, hang on, I'm gonna... How do I end a friendship?
Click on... You see where it says friends on the top with a little...
Oh, yeah.
Click that, bottom of that, unfriend.
Playing this with Nana. Okay, unfriend. Yeah. Bye, Fincham.
Are you going to give a reason for that, or?
Because he's ignoring me. Right. We annoyed him yesterday, invited him over tonight for his tea, and he's not replied, so sorry, Fincham.
So he's gone.
Bye. And only talks to me when we're doing the radio together. So if you don't want to be friends in real life, let's not pretend to be friends on Facebook. Sorry.
I found a guy called Rich, and I haven't spoken to him for years. So a nice simple one to start with. He's off.
Rich? Why Rich?
He just, do you know what? Never really liked him. He's off.
Don't hold back.
We've got to be... It's got to be cruel to be kind in this game.
I don't want to be that cruel.
Right, first ones.
Okay, I'm just going to start scrolling through now. So I've got my friend Emily up top, can't get rid of her.
It's tricky, this, isn't it?
It's really hard. Gary Pounder from Radio 1.
You can't just do people that you can justify it to. You need to...
Okay, just people I don't like. Okay.
Well, just people you want to... It's a bit of a spring clean of your Facebook.
Okay,
you know?
spring clean. But I don't be friends with people that I don't like. Okay, Greg James. You get the hook.
Well, if you want.
Should we delete Greg?
You're not going to re-add him, though, at some point.
No,
if he goes, he goes. That's...
If they go, they're completely going to go. What about Jessica? My friend Jessica. We are friends, but I've never, ever had a Facebook interaction with her. So what's the point?
Yeah.
Jessica Fletcher. Okay.
She gone?
She's gone. Sorry, Jess. I never speak to her on Facebook anyway. I don't even see her anymore.
A guy called Ben has just posted a picture of him in his pants. So he's got to go.
He's got to go?
He's got to go.
Just because of that?
Yeah.
Why has he done that?
I don't know. Don't do that.
Okay, bye, Ben. Okay, I've done two. Oh, I just realised Gary Pounder's next door, sorry. Awkward.
I didn't delete you, Gary.
Best friends. Let's see who else. My friend Nova's just posted a picture of a gymnast, which is, for some reason, annoying me, because she's got one of those ribbon things, you know, that people in Ibiza have, and they wave it around on the beach. And you're like, what are you doing with that bit of rag?
And you're going to lose your Facebook friendship because of this?
Yeah, and she's wrote, looking for a gymnast. Girls, for a shoot. But Nova does take nice pictures of me because she's got quite a strong flash. So whenever, you know, someone's tagged you on a picture and you're always like, oh no. Then like, you've been tagged in a photo.
Yeah.
Like, oh no.
But you like her pictures.
Because they're quite bleached out. Yeah. So let's not get rid of her.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, there's this lady I don't really know. She's Brazilian. I met her in the park once. I don't even know how to say her name.
You met her in the park?
Yeah, like through a friend.
I didn't know her on Facebook.
Well, we've got three mutual friends in common. Oh, I do like her, though.
She's got to go, surely.
Surely she's got to go.
I just meet people in the...
Oh, but she's really nice.
Did you add her?
I think she added me. I can't even say her name. Shivis Lian.
She's got to go. She's a classic case.
Oh, sorry, Shivis Lian Lilani. She's gone.
My friend
and she always writes in Spanish. So I don't know what she's on about.
My friend Tom keeps posting statuses about how far he's ran.
I love that you definitely know who you want to get out. You're just like, let's just get rid of him.
He's one of those that keeps putting like, oh, I've just ran 500 kilometres in 5 minutes.
Ugh.
And that I find that annoying.
I hate when people plug in those things like, I just did a personal best run.
That's this one.
Get rid of him.
He's off.
Absolutely get rid of him. I might get rid of my friend Fifi. I threatened to do this a while ago because she did something with someone. But she won't tell me who that person is. And I think that I should know because we're friends. So she basically kissed someone.
Right.
And then she said, I'm not telling you who though. And I was like, you need to tell me who that person was. And she never did. So I started unfollowing her on Twitter because I thought what I'd do is I said I'm going to delete you from Twitter, delete you from Facebook, delete you out of my life until you tell me. So I've done Twitter. So I guess this would be the next level in my sort of shock and awe campaign.
Yeah.
Okay, Fifi, you never told me who it was. So, unfriend. Bye, Fifi.
Is that three or four that you've done? Do we do any more?
I've done four. I've done Jess.
Let's do one more then.
Yeah, I've done Jess, Matt Fincham, that Brazilian woman, and Fifi.
All right, one more, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go for my cousin Dan's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just because too many gushy messages between each other.
Okay.
I just don't like reading them. And I'm also jealous because she's just come back from Mexico.
Oh, yeah, well, you should definitely delete her. How dare she go on holiday?
So she's off.
Okay, bye.
Go on then, your last one.
Now, how do you like my reasoning for deleting a child? Because I don't care about your little pony or how you're watching bloody iCarly or anything. Can I delete my godson?
I don't know.
Should you delete him?
Yeah.
Okay. And he always changes his name. And I never know who he is. Bye.
That's gone well.
He's only nine.
It's good to have a spring clean.
Yeah, it is. So we got rid of my really good friend Fifi, my producer Matt Fincham, my old friend Jess, who I've known for 7 years, a Brazilian woman,
your godson,
and a godson. Bye. Do you feel better?
Yeah.
I don't. If you just played along, 81199, who got the cull? Hi, Scott Mills.
Scott. Well, hello there, Nick Grimshaw.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm still in Azerbaijan.
Yay! Fun?
It's fun. Last night was a lot of fun, but a little bit stressful at times.
You sound exhausted today.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. I've just spent a lot of time with Jedward on a funfair ride.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, that must be intense. How are Jedward at a funfair rides? Because even when they're just sat on a chair, it's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to them.
They were loving it. They were like, hey, guys, thanks so much for putting us on the funfair ride. This is like the coolest thing that you've ever had. And we kind of sat on horses. Theirs were going up and down. You know the kind of
thing, oh, yeah.
I mean, on the carousel.
Yeah.
And we just shouted questions at them, and they loved it. It's so weird with Jedward because, obviously, here, you wouldn't think that they would be known. I know that they've done some... they've done a tour of, like, Germany and, I think, Spain. But they are known here. Like, as soon as they left their hotel earlier today, I would say about 100 Azerbaijani teenagers and children were scrambling for their photos.
Oh, my God! They've gone worldwide, haven't they?
They really have.
Who'd have thought it? Big in Azerbaijan.
I just didn't expect it.
Big news in Azerbaijan, Jedward. I am getting laughed at in the studio earlier on because I actually like the Jedward song, Waterline.
That's okay. It's a good song.
I think it's really good.
It's a good Eurovision song.
And a good song on its own. Do you think it's okay to go running to it?
Well, funny you should say that, because I have to listen to a lot of Eurovision music at the moment.
Yeah.
I think you'll find I was on the cross trainer to it just yesterday.
It's good, listen. If you've not heard this is Jedward's entry. Well, Ireland's entry. Too late, swept away, feel the rush after the beneath me. Come on, Chris, you must like this at the gym or something. Cross train, go! I am close to the waterline. Brilliant. Not into it?
Me?
Yeah. Don't be such a lad. Come on. Just admit that you like it.
I wouldn't play it at the gym.
Okay. What do you play at the gym? AC/DC.
Saying that because it's Jedward.
I know. If it was like Metallica, you'd probably like it.
Metallica. Oh,
snob. Don't be such a snob, Chris.
All right.
I heard last night that you nearly got blown off.
I did. It's so windy last night. I mean, they call it the Windy City or something. And obviously that's also Chicago.
Yeah, we said that. Don't just steal their name.
Yeah, they styled it. And I was on a balcony doing this link to camera, and I was like, seriously, I need to get down from here. There was gale force winds last night.
Oh, my God.
Today it's not as bad, yeah. And it's quite sunny. I understand that you're having some kind of heat wave.
Yeah, it's actually hot today. Like, yesterday in London was a bit warm. Today, actually hot. Like, I'm wearing quite short shorts in the studio. Not even joking. Yeah. But I ran here. I got all Forrest Gump. I started running. And then I thought I should probably just run to radio because I'm on in an hour. So I'm sat here in my gym kit, all sweaty and gross. Sorry, Chris.
It must be pleasant for everybody.
Yeah, Chris is loving
the best.
It. Chris loves
honest,
it. They're quite short, and I didn't want to wear underpants under my gym shorts.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Wish you were here.
So, did you see any of it last night?
I watched about 10 minutes of it. I had it on in the background because I had a million things to do, because unpacking still from moving house. So you were on in the background.
Yeah.
I heard you. I just wanted to see you. I didn't see you. Every time I went back into the lounge, it was always a song.
Oh, OK. Yeah, I was on towards the end. It was absolute chaos because we have to go on actual TV and vision when the marching band are on and you're doing it from the arena. So you can't hear anything that's going on. So I'm going, welcome back! And there's a full-on band behind you playing drums really loudly. It was also a million degrees in there. They haven't got air conditioning. So it was quite
stressful, yeah. And like really loud and boiling hot. Can I be on TV, please? The best things to see. My favourite bit was you trying to get around this Austrian's band name and track title. Listen to this.
Yeah, I was told to do a warning because of what it sounds like.
Yeah,
you know, you played it the other day.
It's quite
so you have to do like a warning.
Yeah, so be careful. Don't be offended. It's nothing offensive. It just sounds like it is.
Be warned. The group are called Track Shitavs. And to be clear, the lyrics are not what you might think they are. What you're about to hear is Voki mit dein Popo, which is Austrian dialect for shake your booty. So it's Voki mit dein Popo, Track Shitavs for Austria. Good luck, everyone.
How did you do that?
Just with a straight face, I know.
That's incredible.
They didn't get through, sadly, so that won't make it to BBC One on Saturday night.
Oh, nightmare. I bet you would have loved to have slipped up live on BBC One on Saturday night in front of a billion people. And how's Coxie?
Deadwood got through.
Oh, I know, that's such good news. We were talking about this before. Because, like I said, love that song. So Jedward are through.
Yeah.
And then why were they at the theme park today? Is that what you do? If they get through, they get to go to a theme park with you?
That's right. That's the prize.
That's the prize of Eurovision.
I think they just wanted to do... They wanted to do something fun. And you know what they're like. They get very excited. So if you say to them, hey, John and Edward, we're going to the fair. They go, hey, that's so amazing. And you get a better interview.
Yeah, amazing.
You know, you get the same interview, but just on horses.
What do you win if you win the Eurovision?
You win a chance to have the next Eurovision held in your host country.
Oh. Not win any money?
No, but the winners, I don't know actually. The winners from this year are called Elle and Nikki, and obviously they're from Azerbaijan. And they are on absolutely everything. They've released like two albums in a year. As soon as you arrive at Baku Airport, there are a massive advert for a mobile phone company. Nikki is in like loads of magazines. They have made the most of it, let me tell you.
So if Engelbert wins, he could be absolutely A-list in this country, like everywhere.
Yeah, he's going to be like, for the first time since late 60s, when he was A-list, he's going to be, you know, probably on the cover of Vogue.
Yeah.
He's going to be
falling out of clubs in heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be advertising. I don't know what he would advertise. Just for men,
yep. Maybe he could bring out his own grill, a la George Foreman, the Engelbert Humper grill.
And then, of course, you've got your cologne.
Yeah, of course. Probably get like a sunglasses campaign. Yeah, could take it all on.
It's all going to happen.
Someone's just texting going, OMG, Scott, you looked so hot last night.
Really? Well, I was hot. I mean, what they mean by that is I looked like I was overheating.
Genuinely boiling.
Mm.
genuinely hot.
Yeah.
When are you back on the telly? When can we see your face again?
You can see my face tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on BBC Three for the second semi-final. But loads of people were really getting involved last night. I mean, I think it last night, because the Russian grannies were on, who were awesome.
Yeah.
And because Jedward, there was that whole thing of whether they would get through. I think a lot of people watched it, so there was a lot of trending going on Twitter last night. Watch the second one, because there's some really good songs in it.
Amazing. I'm going to definitely watch all of it on tomorrow night.
Thank you. I can't believe, though, that San Marino didn't get through with the...
I know! It's so sad. We love that song. I know. But maybe we could make it a hit here. Like, me and you, we thought maybe we could pass it on to a few influential DJs at Radio 1. We could make it a hit here.
Because we played it from the very start. We played that on this show months ago when it was still called Facebook, before she nearly got sued by Facebook and had to change it to...
And wouldn't you think that Facebook would just... Wouldn't you think Facebook would be like, I've got 28 billion. You can probably just call it the Facebook song.
See, I originally thought they were going to be sued by Facebook, but I've since found out, and this is only recently, that it's Eurovision rules that you're not allowed to have any commercial branding in it, so it's actually them that stopped her, not Facebook.
Oh, I'll take that back, Facebook.
I don't think they were too worried about the San Marino entry.
Yeah, they weren't like, this could ruin us, guys. Well, Scott, nice to talk to you.
Good to speak to you.
Chris,
goodbye.
Any messages for Scott?
Home.
Do you want to send him a little
love, no, it's all going
message.
Very well here.
Yeah?
Don't worry about a thing.
Sorry for not asking. How are things going there?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. It's all going all right, actually.
It's all good. We've been annoying Matt Fincham.
Love it.
Yeah, so, you know, same old.
I feel like I've been away for ages.
I know, I feel like I've been on the radio with Chris for years.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it goes like that.
Scott, thanks. We'll see you again tomorrow for more Scott Semi.
Yeah, call me tomorrow if you want.
Yes, please.
Always here. Okay.
Okay, bye, Scott.
Love you,
bye. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Guess who's on at 7? My favourite DJ.
Oh, wow. How
God,
convenient.
He's here. God, this is awkward. Oh. Wow. Hi, Zane Lowe.
Hi, Nick.
You okay?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I like that Aoki track.
It's great, isn't it?
The Mech in the House.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's really, really good. I really had to bribe Chloe on the music team upstairs to get us that as my big thing this week.
Why?
Because they don't like it. And my list was, they were like, you can have Kelly Clarkson or Stooshy. And I was like, how about
Demet Recordings?
How about this? And they're like, no. And I was like, oh, come on. So I really had to fight for it.
Well, do you know every how player is special then.
Do you know how I bribed her? She's obsessed with Harry Styles off of One Direction.
You got her an autograph?
No, better than that.
You got her on the phone?
Better than that.
I don't want to even know what's better than those two things.
I got him to put her mouse and keyboard down his underpants and take a picture of it, and then we emailed it to her. So every time she types, it's like they're making love.
She's got a shrine upstairs to him.
No, shh. Shh, Chris. I need to process this. Because this, what kind of world do you live in?
Well, that's how we get good songs played on Radio 1.
You are, like...
All you have to do is pop a mouse down a pop star's trousers.
You've never done that, Zane?
Shh. Shh. Just be quiet, man.
Sorry, let's just move on. Zane, we're going to play a game. Yeah. Oh, what's occurring?
Really? Is that why I'm here?
Yeah.
I thought I was just here to talk about Harry's dogs.
No, we've got other things to do as well. We're going to play Who's That Tweeting?
Uh-huh.
It's a simple game. We played it yesterday with Chris.
Are you still playing Draw Something?
No, not
a lot
really.
Of people have fallen off the Draw Something.
Yeah, it's not. It's because it's such a long process, isn't it? Because you've got to draw it, send it, watch them figure it out, and then they've got to send you one back.
Yeah, the wait is painful.
The wait is painful.
Like, just hurry up, man. Just guess.
And my friend's
it's
only.
It's Dracula, hurry up.
My friend's only got me playing with her. So she's constantly like nudging me. So my phone's constantly like.
While you're sitting next to her.
She's obsessed with it. I'm not into it anymore.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah. That was quick. They made 160 million and now everyone's over it.
Is that what they made?
They sold it for 160 million.
That's sick.
6 weeks old.
Wow.
Anyway, Are you ready for this?
No, that's why I'm distracting you.
Okay. We played it yesterday with Rihanna and it was really good. It was basically loads of tweets from Talisa doing really laddie things.
Wait,
like,
Rihanna, the pop star Rihanna?
No, just off movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, wow, you've really scraped the barrel today.
Yeah. Yesterday, Rihanna. Today, Zay.
You didn't have to spell it out. I just made that joke.
Soz. Yesterday, it was Talisa just being a lad, wasn't it? Like, yeah. She'd had
Wait,
two
Talisa
meals.
The pop star?
Yeah.
She
Actual
did
Talisa.
Yeah. She was here?
No, just her tweets.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's a step up, isn't it?
Yeah, so. Just her tweets on her. We could book her. Maybe tomorrow we could get her in. Probably not.
We can try.
I'll be here.
Okay, thanks, Zane. Okay, first tweet for 20 Scott Mills points. Yeah. If you know this, 81199, or you can tweet us at BBCR1. Who's that tweeting?
Typing is a workout for our fingers and gets them ready for a whole day of crazy things.
So that's either a Kardashian or a Hilton.
Yep. What are you going for?
Oh, I have to choose between one of the two? I don't get like a...
You can do that. You're
well, they're one and the same. Okay. I think you need to go easy.
It's basically a stupid person.
No. I'm going to say that's Paris Hilton.
Okay. Chris, what are you saying?
I'm going to go Jedward. It sounds like the kind of thing that they would say.
I wanted to say Jedward.
You know.
I don't know.
Oh, I feel totally used. Like, look at this guy. Chris, you've got no poker face whatsoever. You have three towels all at the same time.
I don't know this.
He
no,
does
I
know.
Just, I...
Shh.
I think it could be Jedward as well. Can I guess?
Because you know.
How would I know?
What ifs?
I unfollowed them.
You unfollowed Jedward?
Yeah.
How many followers do they have?
Like, millions.
They won't notice.
No. Okay, who's that tweeting for 20 Scott Mills points? Let's find out.
Jedward.
Yes.
Now, it just makes sense, Zane. Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. He's gone.
I think he thinks his insider
I'm not
knowledge.
Playing it's a game that I can't win. It's not an insider. We just know. We just had them on yesterday.
Nah. Because you're merely here on the lift here. Right.
Mm-hmm. Is it the way he did it as well? He like immediately folded his arms, tell.
Yeah.
And then he put one finger up to his mouth, like, oh, I've been thinking, tell. And then the way he said it as well was, it just sounds like something Jedward would say. There's a billion stupid people who would say that.
For example, Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton. Yeah.
Yo,
like he said,
"Yo, look at me, look at me,
yeah,
look at me,
look at me,
look at me."
I'm scared of you.
I'm a father. Now look at me.
Yes.
You have to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth, Chris. Did you already know that that was Jedward?
Tell Daddy the truth.
You have to tell the truth. You have to.
Yes.
I told you!
How did you know?
I'm never going to trust you.
No, but seriously,
again.
Respecting you for telling the truth.
Right, I think I'm out of this game now.
Yes, you are.
You're so gone. I win by disqualification.
I am. I'm never going
to
trust
have to
you
get,
again.
I've honestly got. I got to say, Chris, dude, you're a terrible liar, man. Yeah. You've got no poker face.
I know.
Whatsoever.
We play this game with you every day. Do you lie every day?
No. Come on.
What a can of worms I've opened now. There's going to be an investigation. To what's
oh
occurring.
My god, BBC investigation. If you're listening,
or oh, not's occurring, as the case may
Uh-oh.
Be.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for being honest, pal.
Yeah.
All is forgiven.
Thanks, Chris.
Let's do another one.
Thanks for misleading the license fee.
Hey, guys. Even though you already know, do you want to play the next one as well?
Do you know the next on this?
Probably.
Okay, for 20 Scott Mills points.
Respect.
Who's that tweeting?
Just did an interview about the history of Britain. Events that happened 2,000 years ago definitely play a part how we live now. Interesting.
Oh, that sounds like Nahal. Me.
Oh, it's such a Nahal tweet. Hashtag Southbank.
Can you play it again for me, please?
Just did an interview about the history of Britain. Events that happened 2,000 years ago definitely play a part how we live now. Interesting.
Yes. Mm. Okay, so somebody who was interviewing somebody mm-hmm. about the history of Britain.
Yeah.
So somebody, it's not definitely not a T4 presenter.
No. So, Stooshy, tell me about tell me about the Tudors and Stuarts.
Okay, I think that it's going to be somebody who people on the show will have heard of. Okay, somebody from like This Morning or something. It's
okay.
Like it's
Phil
it's,
or
it's,
Holly.
It's Phil or Holly. Okay, it's Holly. It's Holly.
Okay,
Willoughby.
You're saying Holly Willoughby. Okay, I'm going to go in a Holly Willoughby.
You gotta
area.
Ask. Him. You gotta ask
oh yeah, because I'll just say what Chris says. Chris, who is it?
I actually don't know this one, but you're
Chris,
not going to believe
me.
So
look
I'm,
at me.
No, I'm not doing this again.
Look at Daddy.
Oh, for God's sake.
Look at your Daddy.
never guessed him, man. Let's make this right. Let's bring you back into the fold.
All right, I'm going to go Jesse J.
Jesse. Oh,
Jesse J.
Oh my god.
Chris, I tried to get that wrong on purpose there. Chris, you're going to have to go upstairs and see Ben Cooper.
You have to go see Ben now.
You're going to have to go see Ben Cooper.
On my life.
You're seriously endangering the well-being of the station right now. You're really taking it
on my life. I tried to choose someone that definitely wouldn't be right.
You little cheat. Unbelievable. And now he's double bluffing us as well.
Yeah,
he's double downing.
He's trying to be like, oh, I just thought I'd be
He's
in.
Double down. Look, he's pulling at his shirt. Oh. It's just all going wrong.
Chris, you had to leave the studio.
Five minutes in the corridor, buddy. Right. Go on, sit on the naughty step.
Sit
in,
go?
Yeah.
Go on.
Sinny. Right,
okay, put the metrons down.
Where you go?
Bye. Little cheat.
Unbelievable, dude.
Unbelievable.
Did you see the way he tried to double down on
Disgusting,
us
Disgusting, that.
Like, oh, I'm just going to go so off the radar and choose Jesse J. Oh, what?
Let's get Pounder in here. Let's do a swap.
Where's Pounder?
Pounder, you get in here.
Come on.
We'll let Chris go on Facebook or whatever you're doing in there.
Ooh, programming Zane's show.
Whatever.
What?
Says he's doing stuff for your show.
Programming my show? Yes, it's true. Gary Pounder chooses all the music on our show on a regular basis. Did you know Gary Pounder is the single most powerful man within Radio 1? And the fact that he walks the floor like everybody else is on some Branson like reconnaissance.
Yeah. Hi, Pounder.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, boss.
Hi, Zane.
Are you ready to play Who's That Tweeting?
Yes.
You're not going to cheat, are you?
No.
Do you know the answer?
I don't know the answers.
Gary, look at me. I have to do this.
Look, he's music
down. Look, music down. Do you know you have to tell the truth?
I don't know.
Gary, I haven't finished.
Oh.
You have to tell the truth.
I don't know the answers.
Okay,
so.
I believe him.
Okay. Chris could play Who's That Cheating?
Chris is like, he's in the fetal position in the lounge right now, rocking back and forth.
He got too old.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, Gary Pounder.
You lie.
For 20 Scott Mills points. Zane Lowe, are you ready?
Ready.
Who's this tweeting?
You know you're a geek when you're with a hot girl and you're talking about the MiFi and webcam you've installed in your car.
What a humble brag. That's a humble brag I've heard one, isn't it?
Totally.
At humble brag that. Can someone please find that tweet and at humble brag it, please?
You know you're a geek when you're with a hot girl and you're talking about the MiFi and webcam you've installed in your car.
What's MiFi?
Oh, that's awful. That's the worst tweet of the week. Ugh.
That's rough.
Ugh. Okay, it's somebody who loves himself way too much.
I reckon it's James May off of Top Gear.
Okay, that's good, because Kari. James May.
I'm thinking cars.
Yeah.
He would never say the words hot girl.
He would, in a geekish manner.
Hot girl. Yeah, he might do.
He'd say sophisticated female or something.
Or totty. He'd say totty.
He might say hot girl to impress the ladies.
Yeah.
Somebody who like acts like they're a geek, but really loves himself completely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And this is nothing against this guy, but I know that he likes to play the whole I'm just like normal and not really worthy kind of vibe. So I'm going to go for Olly Murs.
That's good, Zane.
Because this whole thing's like, you know, just like everybody
You'd
else.
Never
but,
fancy me, even though I'm a massive pop star, played at the O2 twice.
Exactly.
Okay, you're going Olly Murs. Who should I go? I might go that man off of The In-Betweeners. He's got like the bowl cut.
Jay.
I'm going to go Jay off the
Okay, life imitating art. I like it.
Let's find out who's that tweeting.
Will I Am.
I was going to say Will I Am.
Oh. Will I Am. Trying to impress girls.
Humble bragging, really.
Humble bragging. Loves a brag. Zane, thanks for playing.
That's it.
You didn't win any Scott Mills points.
Yeah, but we did destroy a career.
We did. Thank you, Zane.
Bye.
Thanks, Pounder.
Bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.